Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pony just lit a candle. Are we about to have prayers?
Yes. Yeah, I think someone, you're just going to say whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Oh.
I think before we started the Friday program, someone had a little too much coffee.
It happens.
Too much Red Bull or whatever it was.
Sour stomach.
I would say it's me, but it wasn't me. That's why I said candle time.
You know what? It's nice. And you know what? That's not, even if it's not fighting anything.
Yes.
It's a courtesy.
Well,
it's
nice. I was like, well, someone's getting a little gassy.
Because if someone passes wind now, the whole place could go.
And
on.
I didn't want to embarrass anybody because we're not monsters.
No.
Now, whoever did it, just say it now.
Adrian?
Wasn't me.
No, are you sure?
It would have reached Oscar a lot quicker than that.
No, I got a breeze coming my way, and it got me.
Yeah.
So it was from this side of the console on to you guys.
Mm.
Just own it.
Well, girls don't fart, so I'm out of the
room. Okay, you're out. I believe Ashley, and she was out of the room for most of the time.
I was just back from the bathroom, and I can guarantee you it wasn't me.
No seepage?
No, sir.
I haven't farted in 20 years.
Oh, Buzz Burbank, all right.
All right, I vote Pony.
Bunch of Sallys in here.
I have a theory, though.
Yes.
The bathroom was occupied earlier, though, so maybe Rob could have wafted some of that smell in.
It followed him, is what you're saying?
Wow, like a
ghost.
A nice low-hanging mist. Like a Vixen video. Remember on the late night MTV?
Yes.
Whole bunch of women.
Rob is his own fog machine.
My theory is that it's Oscar.
He doth protest too much.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bring it up until the candle was lit. I'm not the one that bring it up. Brought it
you
up.
You know what? He'd own it because he'd be proud of it.
I would be proud.
He would be proud of it. And we also determined, you know what? None of this will be an issue when we build our stand-up studio.
No.
Our higher trademark high-energy presentation.
Yes, there is, and I'll talk about it now.
Oh, good.
We are talking about hypothetically building a second studio, right?
Right.
Down the line, fall. And
where all the farting disc jockeys can sit.
And I have fond memories of a studio in WHFS, which was your Heritage Rock station.
Yep.
And that was one of the only stand-up studios where you would stand for the most part. They would have, bar-type stools on the other side of the console. You could sit down if you wanted to. But the majority of the presentation and the actual show was done standing up. Now, the last two people I know that used to do the show standing up was Don Geronimo.
Yep.
And Tom Likas, when I was in Los Angeles, did his show and still probably does standing up, right?
I thought he did it laying down. No, that was Steve Dahl in Chicago. I'm sorry.
Now,
bet Steve Dahl used a lot of candles.
I don't mind standing and doing a program because maybe that's because how, you know, when I got into terrestrial broadcast radio outside of, well, even at U92, we would stand and do the show.
What's U92?
My college station.
Oh, okay.
We would stand.
Okay.
So I really didn't get to sit down until we got to WJFK or moved over to Baltimore when we were 105.7. It really, and now this studio here, it's become, and I don't know if it's genre based or.
Well, you actually got me thinking. I mean, we talked about this just before we cracked the mics, and you got me thinking. WJFK in Fairfax.
Or format based.
The front studio, the one that was the air studio when I got there 25 years ago. Let that sink in. 25 years ago, it was a stand-up height board, but they had tall stools.
Yes.
Now you could stand up and or you could sit in the tall stool. When we moved to a rebuild of that front studio, they put a platform for the guest side because Mr. Liddy liked to sit. He wanted to have a regular low seat. And then there was a same situation when they built the Don and Mike Studios in Rockville, where the board op had a stand-up situation and the guest side had a platform.
Mm.
The best stand-up board that I've ever worked at that I really like is a KCJJ. Their Coralville studio had a stand-up board, and when you play music, there is an extra energy when you're standing, especially
or
if you're talking.
If you do voice work.
I would think you'd have better breath.
And that's a seamless segue to get for, I would say, months now, whether Dominique's doing his national ESPN show out of the studio on the weekends, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's broadcast to the world. It's a sense of pride that we get to do that from
yes.
here, right? Or he, right now, Dominique's working on a what I think is going to be a smash of a podcast for, and you've probably heard the name Gimlet a yeah. zillion times.
And this is Dominique Foxworth, former NFL player, former president of the Players Union.
Yeah, and a CEO of NBAPA.
But mostly Oscar's friend.
Yes. Lifelong friend, right?
Right.
And he stands up for that.
Makes sense.
For that tracking.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there, I was like, I remember when we used to stand all the time. Now, that dovetails into Dominic coming in yesterday, and he had some tracking work to do.
It's such yeah. a pleasure when he comes by.
Yes.
He is funny, and he gives the interns crap in a nice way. He made Adam feel about 10 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
I just complimented him on his locks and his beard. And
yeah,
say,
he said, your hair, you're working it.
Your hair and your beard game is on point,
that's
is what
he said. That's what he said.
Yeah. I was like, I could never say that as cool as he just said
He
that.
Has that ability to just make everybody feel like a million
yes.
bucks.
Yeah, he does. He's a good guy.
Speaking of dollars, he sits and we start talking about the project he's working on, this national show that you guys will hear about.
Right.
And he says, hey, I ordered the HTC Vive. And the HTC Vive, for those of you that don't know, maybe you don't, is essentially a virtual reality rig.
And what was so great is right away Oscar said, Amazon Prime? And he just said, ah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need discounts.
Yeah.
I just buy it.
Well, there's $100 off on Prime, and I've been staring at
You've
the HTC Vive
it, yeah.
for over a year and a half, easily, right? And I've held back because I said, it's not responsible to buy it. Like, I'm always getting gadgets. Like, get a hold of yourself, yeah. Oscar.
Buy a radiator.
Yes. And we start talking about it, and I'm excited for him, and I start telling him, I'm going to come over and set it up. Like, this is going to be great. Just like when, I'm sure anybody listening right now, when a friend gets a new gadget or a new car, you want to go check it out.
Get a ride in the yes. car, check out the gadget. That's right.
So, as we're talking, he says, I accidentally ordered two Vives and computers that come with it, the gaming computer. And I said, oh, well, I guess everybody's kind of accidentally ordered two of a garden hose maybe, but
right.
I don't know about the dollar amount that's like, I always check the cart. Like,
yeah.
Like a hawk I do, because I don't want two of anything.
Exactly.
Right?
Check your cart.
On occasion, I have gotten two, maybe HDMI cables by accident, but
right.
you need that.
Right.
He clearly doesn't need two virtual reality rigs
yeah,
in his home.
Right.
And he says, well, do you want it? Now, I have never, A, been offered that type of gracious opportunity where someone can...
Incredible largesse.
Yes. Generous. Two, I've never wanted something more than that at
yeah,
that time.
Yeah. I was watching this whole thing go down,
mm-hmm.
and it went from Oscar just trying to glom his way onto a visit to see it to
yeah.
being offered the product. Oscar, it was all you could do not to lick your lips.
Yes.
You were really
excited. I haven't seen me this excited in forever.
It
right?
was very, very
God
cool.
willing, I muster up this excitement on my wedding. Because
or the wedding night.
Wedding day, wedding night.
Am I right, lady?
Because it was... I was shocked, and I was actually dumbfounded by the entire situation.
Yeah.
And Tony looked at me, he's like, this is actually happening?
Wait, what? the hell?
So, a big thank you.
Yes.
Something that, and you know I don't like taking anything.
Right.
Like, I just like helping. Mm-hmm. He goes, this is the least I can do for all the help yeah. you've been giving me. I'm like, our friends, that's what friends do.
You are karma.
Yes.
Yes.
This is karma.
Yes.
So, we were done with our work yesterday. He calls me at 6. He says, your computer and HTC Vive are here. Swing through and pick it up.
See, I would have at that point said, that's kind of out of my way. Could you bring it here?
He's around the corner, right?
I'm only kidding.
He just text me when you get here. The kids are sleeping or whatever.
That's cool.
And so I get there, and the feeling was the same as when my mom walked in with a Sega Genesis that she bought
yeah.
at Woodward. Montgomery Ward. Montgomery Ward.
Woodward and Lothrop is another
yes.
defunct
Montgomery
department store.
Montgomery Ward mm-hmm. in Wheaton Plaza.
Oh, that's a good store.
For Christmas, she bought me a Sega Genesis. She said it was a group present for my brother as well, but it was really for me. My brother really didn't care. And I just remember seeing that box, and I had the same feeling, a little embarrassed, a younger grown man gifted
yeah.
me this.
Sure.
But I walk in, there's this big box with this computer that looks like you can launch a nuke. And the HTC Vive.
That is awesome. That is very
yeah,
cool.
And I ran
because
home.
He was clumsy and ordered two.
Well, because he just got two, but he's like, and he looked at me, he's like, I'm so happy. He goes, I'm so happy that like I could actually get you something that you would take because I know you never take anything. And I said, well, I was like, I'm not going to say no to a Vive, man, and a computer. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure this is like, I feel, he goes, no. He's like, dude, like I've been trying to get you something for 2 years now or 3 years for all your help.
I wanted to really mess with Oscar. And when we were in the studio, just say, do you know how easy Amazon's return policy is? It's nothing to it.
I told him that. I said, dude, just don't accept it when it comes.
Right.
And that's
right.
It. And yesterday spent hours and hours. Like, this is going to be a time suck. I will have a little crease over my face.
For your VR goggles?
The goggles.
Yeah.
And I'm just scraping the surface. I'm actually thinking of bringing it in here so you guys can experience it.
I would love to see it.
That'd be fun, right?
I would love to do it. Now, Dominique is, and this is just another example of what a great guy he is, and he's explaining this, and I was getting ready to get out of here because when Oscar and he are here, uncoolness really comes to the
top. Shirts come off.
But he is awesome, and I said, you know what? I've done that before, Dominique. It's happened to me several times where they will announce that Graceland is releasing a big Elvis box set, not just like a single CD, but like $150 8 CD set or something. Mm-hmm. And so when the release is announced, I pre-order. And then I get another press release when it's coming out, and I say, oh, I better get this. And so a box comes, and Carrie says, what did you get? And I open it, it's two identical Elvis box sets. And you
what
look
do you
like
do?
Sometimes you keep them.
Oh, no! Need two.
Sometimes you return
one's
them.
Mint.
What? Yeah.
Another one you play.
And NIP, new in package. That's right. So, but I have returned them in the past.
This is why we're hoarders.
Yeah, it really, really is.
This is why we're hoarders.
And I'm laying this depressing story out to one of the most impressive people that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. And
guy.
He says, "Man, I get it." I said, "You do?" He says, "Yeah, Elvis is awesome."
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Seriously, this is it. This is what you are. Stop thinking you have to be something else, right? Every show has a makeover segment on it, right? Just a mom and a Cheerio-covered minivan with 15 kids and 20 animals. She didn't think her life was going to go this way. She thought she was going to be a princess. Yeah, that's what they told her whole life. You're a princess. And on her wedding day, they dressed her up like a queen, and she thought she made it. And then she woke up the next morning, they took her veil away, they gave her some sweatpants, and they told her to get to work. And she doesn't care. She loves these people. She works hard for these people. And what do? In return? They pop out of a pantry with Matt Lauer and scream in her face, "We're giving you a makeover!" I thought I looked all right. No, you're disgusting. We had a meeting when you were making us dinner, and we decided we're not going to look at this anymore. Then they drag her to the Today Show. They put her in clothes she can never afford or wear. She can't wear heels this big. They're going to get stuck in the field when she's putting up the soccer nets. Hair and makeup she can never replicate without a staff of 5 people and an extra 3 hours before the bus comes. And then the worst part, on national TV, she comes waddling out in her heels, trying not to fall. Her whole family starts crying in her face. Oh, my God, you're beautiful. You look nothing like you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, which is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on the air, we are on demand, and we are here 24/7 on the new TMOS app. I love it. Update it now. Make your life better. You can get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at any time at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Call now. We'll likely take your call.
Oh, yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on. And it is a service of something I am in love with.
What's that?
That's it.
Yes!
Oh, they're so good. Have you ever read the ingredients on the label of your snacks? It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, my girl has this bit she does whenever I get something that's unhealthy. She likes to read it out.
Yeah.
And, like, she's not raining on my parade, but she's also, like, informing me that this isn't... There's so many different foreign chemicals in it.
You're feeding yourself garbage. You look at the ingredients, you see added sugars, preservatives, concentrates, yuck. That's why you got to know about this amazing fruit bar we found. It's called That's It, because the only ingredients in them are fruit. Mm-hmm. That's it. You find them at Whole Foods, CVS, downstairs at Starbucks, and you will love them. My favorite flavor is the apple cherry because it's sweet and it's tart at the same time. Tastes amazing. They're a great way to satisfy your sweet tooth with no added sugars or preservatives.
They're phenomenal.
They are perfect for a grab-and-go breakfast. I never have time for breakfast. I love to grab one, eat it on the way to work. After school snack, after the gym, easy to carry. I keep one in my little zip-up thing for the show in case I get hungry.
Perfect.
And they're great for kids, and it's the easiest way to get that extra serving of fruit in your diet that you're missing. And did you know there are That's It bars on the International Space Station?
Nice.
Yeah, they went into outer space. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout and save 10% off your order. Do what we did and try these bars. You will love them. Extraordinary stuff. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds will thank you and your body will thank you.
Guaranteed,
That's It, fruit
man.
Bars. Good stuff.
I love them. I feel better when I have them.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
Just perfect.
Now, Carrie is still doing the care.com thing.
Yes.
Okay, that's my wife, for those of you who are just, if you're just getting off an airplane, Carrie is my wife is at the time of broadcast. And she is doing all this. You know, there's various things she does. She babysits in houses. She sometimes has a kid at our house.
Yeah.
And we set them. And she helps. Robert helps. Robert has been great because he is not working this summer, so we try to find ways
to
keep
him busy.
Is he still
young? He's 12, 14?
He's 14. I think that he's...
it's job time.
I think next summer will be job time. Julia started at 15.
Can you work a job and be a kid these days? I remember working at Baskin Robbins after school and for a summer.
Yeah. He lacks the motivation.
He's not playing sports, right? He's got time.
No, he's got basketball camp. He's got basketball camp this summer.
No, I'm talking about during the year.
No, but he's also... This is going to be his freshman year. This is when he'll try out. So... We got this. She does dog sitting, which, by the way, I did not know that Sydney, the lab, was going to be at our house last weekend. And I'm at my computer doing something. And I hear the jingle jingle of dog tags coming down the stairs. Oh, Linus is coming. My boy.
I got a serious question.
Yeah.
This is that with the 1099 world where everybody can be like their own boss, right?
Carrie is like, yeah, she is the mastermind.
Why does it seem like her 1099 career essentially, which is cool because a lot of people get to double dip where they have a full-time job and then they do that, right? Or they just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it seem like it always inconveniences you?
Well, you
or
know,
your family.
Do you know how you said that you just like to give and you don't like to take
yes.
anything around? You just like, you want to take care of your stuff and help people
yeah.
take care. That's not Carrie. There's a good game. Now, we have had, we celebrated, well, let me rephrase that. We've observed 20 years of marriage. And right now, she's in the middle of a few projects,
mm-hmm.
like painting our kitchen.
Yes.
And she knows I hate to paint. I hate and detest painting. But this is sort of fun for me because I'm watching to see how long it'll take before she finishes. She always starts out strong, always really yeah. enthusiastic. And now... It's been going on so long, some of the masking tape is peeling back of its own accord. It's been on the wall that long.
Oh, the blue tape?
Yeah, well, it's green for us, but yeah, the tape. For,
okay.
So she loves to do things, but then I think...
The taping part's the hardest part.
I know.
And she's done that, just paint it now.
Yeah. I think the problem is that she wants me to jump in and volunteer, but I think there's a lesson to be learned.
What's the lesson?
Is that if she's going to start a project, she's got to finish
Dude,
it.
Dude, she's not going to change. She's 40. Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Nine, I
think.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't expect her to change now.
Well, you know, the cards
you've been dealt, you got them.
Give me faith, man. Let me
play
them. Like George Michael said.
You're just setting yourself up.
You got to have faith, the faith, the faith.
Why is her jobs, why can't she just handle those jobs? Kids over. Oh, my God.
As a rule, it doesn't get to me. But anyway, so I hear the jingle jangle of tags, and I put my hand out because I feel, you know, Linus is a beautiful, perfectly sized, 48-pound dog. And I put my hand out, and what I get is the massive head of a black lab, and I'm totally not expecting it. And I look over.
The black lab, right?
I do, but here's the thing. When I'm expecting Linus, and I look over and I see the black lab, I literally go, ah! Yeah. Because
it's frightening.
You
didn't know they were coming.
I really was.
Company without knowing company's coming.
I said, Sydney, you must announce yourself.
Yes.
And then she does what she always does, barks at animals on television.
Aww.
Even animated animals. This one.
Why? So how long do I'm really
Sydney's an overnight, usually 6 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay, 6 p.m. to 7.
And we have a cage for Sydney. Sydney gets along with Linus. Yeah. Sydney is.
Do they ever get together like little hounds and they sleep together?
No. There's a really bit of contention. There's a bit of contention, and sometimes I think Linus gets confused because hate mixes with love.
What happens?
Oh. Well, the lipstick comes out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not.
Are they not fixed?
No, you still get the lipstick. Even
oh, you
if
still
you're
get
fixed.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Well, no, you're fine. It has much to do. It has more. The fixing has more to do with the berries than the twig.
Got it. Okay. So there's still want. There's just no.
Well, I think with Linus, there's confusion. He doesn't know. Mm. It's sort of like the movie Blue Velvet. It's very, very twisted and wrong.
So you have the dog.
Yeah. So, but that's not why I brought you here. Yesterday, we're babysitting one of the kids that Carrie babysits. Normally, they babysit at her house, but it worked out. He was coming from soccer camp, and he was going to come to our house for about 3 hours while his dad did some stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he loves Minecraft. Robert is past Minecraft now, but still has it. So essentially, he got dropped off at our house so Robert could watch him play Minecraft, earn a couple bucks.
Yeah.
So the dad...
This is like the... This is. I love what you're doing, but I'm doing this mental... It is this. I love that Speedwax are always working, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they're always working around what they care about. Like, essentially... We're going to put... by what they care about it. It's like, you like dogs, we'll take dogs, which is great. You're supposed to work in fields you love, right?
That's right. And you'll never work a day in your life.
You care about kids. At one point, you adopted a Somali kid or a Tanzanian kid.
He was Somalian, and he's in town. We should be seeing him soon.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And you did it for the love of being family, right?
That's right. That's
now you're getting paid for it,
right?
Which is usually how this works. It's like, oh, you love doing this? Let's do it.
Right. Let's monetize it.
But now your son is, like, you're involved, your son's involved. Your wife's involved. Where's Julia Guglia?
Julia is she's putting in 30 to 35 hours a week at the Italian ice stand.
Okay, but so she's got her own
thing going on. Okay. Right. So the kid comes over and the father comes in and he's a nice enough guy. I've talked to him in the past and he loves Linus. So he greets Linus. He says, "Hey, I got to ask a favor." I said, "Sure, anything." He says, "Do you have like a downstairs shower? I just got back from soccer camp. I'd really love to take a quick shower."
How's the kid?
The kid is probably 5 or 6.
That's. I mean, those were manners beyond manners.
But I was.
Kids don't usually like to shower that age, right?
The dad asked.
The dad?
Yes, the grown up. I was shocked, startled, and for once, speechless. I mean, what do you? And the thing is,
I'm crept out now.
Right. And so,
is he a foreigner? I'm a foreigner.
No. He's as American
white devil
as apple pie.
Okay.
And I really. I bet
Leesburgian.
I'll ask the question and then I'll do the pause before my reply.
Okay.
I think this is how it went down. I think I said, "Man, it's really hot out there." And he says, "Yeah, I'm all sweaty." "Listen, do you have like a downstairs shower or something? I'd really love to clean myself up."
Where was he going?
He was going to a business meeting, I think, or he's doing something. He said he had a meeting. There was a definite
two sides of me.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. This is awkward.
It is tremendously awkward.
Yeah. And how much time we have? I don't see the clock.
We have a million hours.
Okay. Thank you.
time to take a shower.
I want to put myself in this guy's shoes. Is he broken home or what's the story?
No, this is his job is he is a motivational speaker and writer.
Yes.
He's got it together. They have money.
Yeah. But there's a couple, nuclear family.
Yes.
Right.
Sure.
So, if it was just a single dad that's just trying to make things happen,
right.
I get it.
And he's got
to take
a
shower, move in. Like, I respect that.
Sure.
If you got a wife and you have some sort of support system,
right?
You can't ask strangers to take showers. You're just paying for daycare, man.
It's gutsy, right?
Yeah.
And then I've got to go get a towel. And
make sure the bathroom's clean.
Well, the bathroom's always clean.
Do you have a shower down? Is it the Elvis?
He showered in the Elvis bathroom.
Is that where
it
happens?
He went through with it.
Oh my God, he went through with it?
Yes. Bro, I mean, what am I going to say?
Tell him no. It's going to cost you an extra 50 spot. Like, this is not what we talked about.
It's
weird.
Yes.
Pubes all over Elvis.
Easy.
He's taking a shower in your home when he's supposed to be dropping off his kid and moseying on his day.
The thing that was so weird is that
it's creepy.
It threw me. The question was so unexpected that I had nothing to do but say yes. Because
I'd be like, no, bro, that's just for Elvis fans only.
Yeah.
And he'd say, I love Elvis. I didn't know how to handle it.
Do you have
and
an
you know
Elvis
what? I'm pretty together, usually.
Shower
yeah.
curtain?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Elvis everything.
That guy walked in your bathroom.
And he
can you imagine? He's dropping his kid off to your house
right.
to take so you take care of him.
Right.
And then he mosey on down to your basement. And he probably doesn't know he's walking into an Elvis bathroom.
I told him, I said, you were going to be showering in the Elvis bathroom. And he sort of cocked his head and he walked down and before you get to the Elvis bathroom, there's the jukebox. So he looked at Darlene and looked at the records. He said, this is nice. And then he walks into a bathroom that has an Elvis shower curtain and Elvis knobs on the cabinets and an Elvis light switch and Elvis plates and the framed Elvis cup and the velvet Elvis and the photographs of yes. me and Carrie in front of Graceland. And now I'm wondering if he regrets asking.
Yeah,
well, he's probably saying
about that.
This guy needs a motivational speech. Like, what's happening in this guy's life?
And then here's where I really am wired wrong, because then I'm thinking, does he really want to just take a shower, or is there some sort of
kink.
Weird kink?
Perversion.
How long did it take him?
I didn't time it.
Did he come out in a suit like
no,
Clark Kent?
He put his soccer uniform back on because he is at soccer camp with the kid.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
He
but
just
if he's
went,
going to a business meeting, why can't he, or is he just like a guy that doesn't want his water bill to go up?
I have,
wait a minute.
I have what?
Yeah, he put his soccer outfit back on.
The whole
why
point is to get into a dress shirt.
Clothes?
Well, he said
business
he had
suit.
It.
There's something real
maybe
weird
he just
going
didn't
on.
Want to be sweaty at the meeting. But so I go down, I get him. I said, Robert, can you go get the gentleman a towel? So Robert goes up with his pink hair, comes back down with the towel, gives it to him. Thanks very much. I show him the bathroom, and I had been doing work downstairs, but the last thing I want to do is even be in the hemisphere with this guy. So I go upstairs and shut the door. Carrie is on the couch, and I sit down, and she says, what's going on? I said, well, what's his name? Wants to take a shower. She says, excuse me? And I said, well, it's very hot today, and he came back sweaty, and he had a meeting, and he asked to take a shower. And I said, yes. She said, you said yes? I said, well, what would you say? And she paused. She said, I don't know. I guess I probably would have said yes, too. The thing that's so
yeah.
weird is that he
you're
even
not
asked.
What to say about that?
The only reason you take a shower to go to a business meeting in sweaty clothes again, in my eyes, is because there is no business meeting.
Yeah.
You're either
yes.
going to go meet someone off Tinder or Matt. Like, it just seems
oh,
like.
No, no, no. Don't question the fact that he's a faithful husband. He just might have issues.
Hey, you don't go to a business meeting for the very first time or a mixer in a soccer uniform. Like, that screams, I
yes.
don't care about this meeting.
Hey, maybe he works for Wilson.
I don't know. B, like the networking events I've seen people, at least in a collared shirt and khakis.
Right.
You
right.
know, or dress pants.
It was to
the
me.
The whole lie seems off bet.
Well, but here's the deal, yeah. and here's the problem. It's a lie, and I was the victim.
You don't
I was
know.
The victim. At this point, I don't.
I
you don't
want to
know
him.
The truth.
No.
Almost.
I would have followed him in your Oldsmobile or Buick or whatever it is these days, and I would have tailed him and seen where he drove to, because that is just. If he changed into other clothes.
But he came back, and he was still in the same clothes when he picked him up.
Yes,
that is
even
disturbing.
Worse.
Yeah.
What was the shower for?
And just to rinse. I don't
and
know.
And he brought his. Okay.
He didn't unwrap the soap that was in there.
Did
so he?
He
didn't use soap.
Okay.
Did he bring? And this is great.
Right.
Did he?
Oh, and then there's the best part.
Fascinating.
Hold this thought. Okay. He comes back upstairs, holding the towel. And says, what do I do with this?
Oh my God. is this guy in shape? Is this
something.
Guy in shape, like a dreamboat type of dad?
Yes and no. He is in shape, yeah. but I wouldn't call him a dreamboat.
Yeah. I could see a fat man wanting to shower because, you know, essentially you've got like a lot going on there.
Right.
But like a guy who knows and is a little athletic for most part. Because
right.
he's not a hippie as well, right?
Right, no, he's a clean cut guy.
All right. If he's clean cut, he knows about deodorant. Like there's another reason the shower is going down.
And here's the thing,
and
it's
now
like,
I gotta know why.
It's like the movie The Sting when they said it has to happen so fast that he can't have time to think about that he's been taken. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, you guys.
And
got
so now he's gone, the kid is playing
3 hours.
Yeah, like 2 hours, 2.5 hours about is it and
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you know what? Technically that's a meeting.
Because there is no way
a meeting of genitals.
The mom's gonna find out And again, this is all legend.
Yeah.
But that the mom will find out that he took a quick shower at the babysitter's house.
Yep.
That's not, doesn't come up in casual conversation.
No, not at all.
And so what happened
the guy's actually a genius in his own right.
After all of this was done and the towel, I said, just put the towel on the steps. I'll take it up. Steps. And he leaves. I don't want to, what are you, hey, hand me the towel.
It's just.
Can you hand me the towel? Can you hand me your wet towel?
I don't even know how to deal with this.
Right? Because the, and also you're getting it after I've digested it. It all,
oh my
Pony,
God.
It all happened
my
so
back
fast.
Hurts. This is so awkward.
I feel like he's either hoping that something else
oh,
happens
no!
with that shower.
No, no, yeah, like I'm going to yeah. come down and say.
Like someone's going to join in.
Did you need a washcloth?
About that.
Yeah, or so. You're going to find not get a camera that. Hidden in one of your Elvis things.
I'm going to go look for the camera. I don't think he was expecting me to visit.
Cameras can be the size of fingernails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think... I've never asked a stranger to shower in their home.
Yeah.
Like, I feel awkward. I remember
one time our house was out of water. It was during, maybe it was Katrina that took our power out
that's
up here
different.
For a long time. And I actually went to I drove to my mom's house, and I felt weird showering at my mom's house. And that's my mom.
I hate asking people to use the restroom.
Yep, I do too.
Right?
Yeah.
Even if I'm going just something in and out, I don't want them to think that there's a possibility that the other thing may happen.
Exactly.
And I'm disrespecting their
commode. And do you have a plunger?
Yes.
So anyway, that's what happened at my house.
Oh, God.
Very weird.
Ashley, you want to chime in? Okay, no.
No?
Oh,
no.
I thought she was saying something.
No.
I think she wanted to know if she could shower.
There you go. Big win. Big win.
So I'll keep you guys updated. I was... literally flabbergasted.
Yeah,
And the more I thought about it, the less I liked it.
I am telling you. If
it's
there's
nothing good.
If you hear about a divorce within 2 years, you know why.
Yeah.
This guy's been pulling the old okey-doke.
And if he gets remarried, I'll know where he's registered for getting some towels.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do you want this? No.
Again.
What do I do with this?
Weirdest thing I've heard in this calendar year.
Easily.
Well, and winner.
By the way, do this. If you're a friend of Rob, or you know him, ask him to shower next time you go over.
Sure.
I love it. Yes.
I'll give you a nice clean towel. And if you kick in $5, maybe a rub down. Stick around. When we come back, Pony's Dream Vacation is happening.
Oh.
Yes. I think it's another reason for you to go to Japan.
Oh.
We love it. Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Still playing all 80s music. Don't miss it. Good show. The bonus package.
Oh, yeah, man.
We did a great bonus show today that really we did... I usually prepare about 13, 14 topics. We did half of a topic today, and Mike was off like a shot.
It's the best way to support the show.
It's a great way to support the show, and also the greatest way to get pure TMOS entertainment, because there's no commercials, there is no censorship to tie our hands, and you really, really, I would say, without a doubt, every bonus show has one moment that you want to bottle and keep.
Yeah.
Because it is that way. The bonus package is very important, and remember... this show depends on the bonus show. The bonus show's existence is what makes this show
possible.
It's
the cornerstone. Get the subscription.
Do it. Just go to the website, be like my cousin, and subscribe. You'll love it. The future of our show depends on it. It's the most fun we have every week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You get full access to all our bonus content all the way from day one, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. Click that bonus banner and spend. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Love the bonus show. And always fun at the bonus show is Pony, because he likes to get in his little zingers, you know?
Oh, everybody loves them.
Yeah, he's great.
It's
hey,
hard to
can
talk.
I come to your house and take a shower?
It's hard to talk for the 79 minutes we do this show.
Right.
And be entertaining. Pony talks for, I would say, 30 seconds of that 79 minutes, so it's easy to pick your spots.
Pick your spots, man. Pony, we talked a little bit this week about Japan, and I found that there's a spa in Japan that I think you would really enjoy.
Okay.
It is, it's called, what is the name of it here? It is the Unesson Spa, Y-U-N-E-S-S-U-N, the Unesson Spa.
Okay.
It's about 60 miles outside of Tokyo. And what they do is they let you soak in a huge bowl of ramen noodles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There are some alternative, I guess, med spas.
Yeah.
Or like home therapy spas.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess the big buzz term now is wellness everywhere. Yeah.
That's when a doctor wants your money. He puts you on a wellness plan.
A wellness plan. No, but you can also get like, you go to a wellness center where they have Thai massage. And this is nothing sexual, but they just have a wellness soak. What does this place have?
This place says that the problem is you get in. It's not the problem. It's the solution. You pretend you're a noodle, essentially.
Yes.
You get into the ramen broth. And it says it actually does help you because the collagen in the pork broth beautifies your skin and boosts your metabolism.
Okay, this doesn't shock me at all. The Japanese have some very interesting bathing habits. There's all sorts of different things that they'll try in bathwater. Baths are
like what?
Very big over there.
The baths were huge in the Roman Empire, but you don't see them around all the
time. You will leave the soak in the broth. You will have moisturized skin and a healthy glow that lasts for days. How about that?
That sounds great.
And you got to see, if you can find it, there's a vlogger. I don't know her name. Lovely young lady who gets into the ramen
noodle. I get hungry, I think.
She tends to talk the way Mike says that the anime lady talks.
You know not essentially your go-to college, as far as food is concerned, right?
Oh, when
ramen
I was in
noodles,
college, yeah.
Everyone's like, you're going to live off ramen noodles. Is it cliche now when people say, oh, all you're doing is eating ramen noodles and
no,
and
I don't
beer?
Think so. I think so. It still happens.
Because I remember we used to buy these big packs of
it was
36.
Like, yeah, an open box.
They would live
cellophane
on top of the fridge
right.
In college, and we would go over and just pick them off. And then it was a quick meal, right?
Yeah, I had a tea kettle, an electric water warmer that I could cook noodles in, even though it was technically not allowed in the dorm. I could cook in the noodles in them. And
you didn't have a microwave back then?
A long time ago. When I went to college, it was 1989.
Did they have electricity?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
But it was easy. I'll tell you what. The reason I had such a great GPA, there was so much less history to learn.
But imagine getting... Okay, so you had actually... Not cook it, but heat up water.
Yeah, we didn't have micro... We did have fridges.
Yeah,
we all had fridges.
A microwave is like 30 seconds and you're done.
Yeah, and you got it. Yeah, I wish I had
Pony.
It. Yeah.
Do you... And you're still kind of a, you know, up-and-coming, struggling artist, slash hacker.
He's a struggling
computer artist.
Yeah. Yes.
Still making your way through life.
Uh-huh.
Do you still eat ramen noodles?
I ate ramen noodles this morning.
But like the...
Like the oodles
the
of noodles?
Pack?
No. The...
you have gourmet ones.
Yeah, like the Korean
okay,
red
but
pepper
that's
noodles.
Different than the little packs,
no,
right?
No.
They still sell those packs.
Yeah.
Cup of
noodles,
yeah.
Right?
You know, the kids love it. The kids... I know that's become my go-to thing. I don't eat these, but we always have them at the house.
Everything that's unhealthy in Rob's house,
the kids love it.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? This time I can honestly say I don't touch it.
But you'll see them eating it once in a while.
Yeah, and okay. They get the styrofoam cup kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you open it.
That's
at the
exactly what I grew up
on.
Not grew up on, in college, the kind in the pan. Survived
right.
on that
right.
and bumblebee tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Only the best.
Well, I was, you know, working at Safeway, so when the sale would hit, I would buy some tuna.
What's a discount at a grocery store?
Oh, you don't get any. You pay retail.
What's the point of working there then?
Well, they pay you.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm saying, where's your spiff?
There's no spiff.
Best Buy gives you a discount. Mac Attack's getting a discount.
Yeah, he needs it. There's no spiff for working at the grocery
Micro Center.
Store.
Yeah, a lot of places are like that. When I worked at Home Depot, it was the same way.
No discount?
No discount.
But, well, I guess you got the five-finger discount. But I never stole. The best spiff was not carding good-looking women that bought beer. That was a good spiff.
That probably worked. Because they were probably half naked.
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't need any.
But if
go to the jolly guy in aisle one. He'll take care of you.
If the douchebag comes through with a six of Milwaukee's best, I'm going to need to see two forms of ID from you.
Oh, man. Okay, look, so that's the good. If I was going to soak in any food.
Yeah, well, they have other things you can soak
please,
in.
Please,
yeah.
Please.
How about this? And what's great is they have in two languages, both, you know, the Japanese and English. Mm-hmm. It says, do not drink. After they have literally hundreds of people from all nations soaking in this ramen juice. Don't drink. You can also soak in red wine.
No, I've heard that before.
And but it can't be good wine.
I think it would stain you.
Barefoot.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just over. I say I had an incident with a magenta ink cartridge when I was changing it in my printer.
Yeah.
Did you get drunk?
I didn't soak in it.
But great question, Ashley.
It did blow. Was I drunk?
No. No, the red wine soak. We probably would get you drunk.
I would think so if you stayed in the
some sort
enough.
Of buzz.
Yeah. You'd have to take it in one way or another. You can also soak in coffee.
Ah, a coffee soak.
Yeah.
Decaf.
Green tea.
Green tea, I've heard
That's a
of.
Big one.
And sake.
Sake would get you drunk.
I would think so.
Yeah, probably we got to water it down. It can't just be pure sake.
No, yeah, of course not.
I don't know. But the red wine, it looked like red wine. It had that dark grape juicy look.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Go ahead.
Can you imagine if you had a cut on your hand and you go into a bath of
sake? I'm more concerned about the person that has.
Someone may not clean that.
It all seems unsanitary.
Well,
there is
a run of flesh eating virus. I think on the Gulf of Mexico near Florida, basically. People that have been going in with little cuts have been losing hands.
Oh my God!
And so I mean, and that's ocean water based in salt. This is soup.
I wouldn't pay for
soup goes bad.
I don't think I'd pay for any type of. Well, if I was going to pick any food, I've seen those coconut milk, or you get soaked in
coconut water or milk.
Yes. Oh no, it's actually the milk.
Oh, for the actual juice from
when we went
coconut.
To Bermuda, they offered that, and it was like. Just dumb money. And I remember my girl looking at it and I was like, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Like, that is not what we're doing on this trip.
Because all I can think of, do you remember the picture of Whoopi Goldberg in the tub of milk?
No.
She did I think Annie Leibovitz.
Milk?
It was milk and you could just see her legs and her arms and her face.
Mm.
And apparently
that's artistic, but we're talking about skincare.
Well, it's disgusting is what
skincare,
it is.
Skincare, right?
I don't know what food I would soak in except for SpaghettiOs.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm looking at like rejuvenating properties.
Right. Well, I mean, apparently, you know, they talk about the fact that it's a pork-based broth. What is in lotions and ointments but collagens? I mean, that is animal fats.
That's what all soap is.
I might be wrong. How about this? If you want to stay young, looking young, you don't have the genetics like some of us don't.
Right.
Wear a lot of sunblock when you're a kid.
That's a good idea. Yes. And if you get out of the tub of sake, make sure you ask if you can take a shower.
Especially at the beach.
Yeah.
Wear sunblock, people.
Yes.
I'm gonna go over to. What are you gonna do today? Well, I'm gonna soak in some sake, go to the babysitter's, grab a shower.
I remember going to Beach Week in Ocean City, right?
Right.
Multiple weeks.
Yeah.
And
each month.
We wouldn't take any sunblock. We'd forget it because it's like you live forever and you're just young.
Oh,
in my 30s now, I'm
indestructible.
Like, probably should have worn sunblock.
Yeah, I tell you what's bad.
That mole isn't looking right these days.
I was at the pool for 95 minutes last weekend, and I got the sunburned head, and there is nothing worse. There is absolutely nothing worse because what wants to happen is the skin wants to peel, and the hair holds it down.
Yeah, it wants to grow.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So I need to soak in something. Maybe Nair. Really? So you're not
so
going.
Gross.
You're not going.
Well, okay, I'll go there,
Okay, what are you going to soak in?
I'll soak in Doritos.
That's really not a soak. It's more like a ball pit.
That would be some sort of therapy.
Kink?
Not kink. It would be, you'd get a painful Dorito. It would be painful.
It'd be Doritos.
Like an
excuse
acupuncture.
Me, Mr. Bloom. We have your diagnosis. You're suffering from painful Dorito. This is the pointiest ball pit I've ever been in.
It would be painful, I think.
Well, okay. Let's buy them up. All right, we're gonna go. We're gonna come back. Here's the plan. I have a major announcement.
Oh my God, a major announcement?
I would call it a major announcement.
Oh God, what else could it be?
What could it be?
That you walked into that guy's bathroom?
He said, joined in.
He came in, he said, do you have a food processor I could use? You know, I just back soccer camp. All right, we're back after this.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What happens when I walk in the house? Because
right.
I can hear, because our floors are so thin, I can hear her shut the door upstairs. She is home.
Like she's waiting
she
for
you. She is always home. She's like.
Sure she's not doing something else?
No. She is home.
Look out.
I told her she's got to leave the home like every other ex-girlfriend in my life. They got to leave the home to do that.
But, sure she's not doing a little stenography?
What?
And I'll walk, even better.
What?
I don't get home. I'm downstairs and I start walking up the stairs. She jumps
into.
Are
you reading Braille up there?
What?
She jumps into the toilet. And I finally confronted her about this. I said, what is your story? Like,
what?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Boom.
this.
We're back. Pony smells like not so cheese. You know, normally when you eat Doritos, only your fingers get orange.
Yeah.
Pony's orange stop there. All over. One pop, you can't stop. Amazon. Woo. Listen, if you spy something, say it loud, say it proud, show a little pride. What we need to do is know that you're patronizing Amazon, because here's what's up. If you go to Amazon through our website, if you go to Amazon through our app, nothing changes for you, but we get a little minuscule taste and it all adds up, and we need you to do that. So please, you're shopping Amazon anyway, access it through us. We appreciate it. Sarah Cornwell is a wonderful listener. I'm just going to read. This is her list of stuff she's bought in the last calendar year.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to read you just a couple things that are great. Essential oils, underwear, DVDs, bamboo soap dishes, a Godzilla-eating gnome statue, Nerf dart refills, Zumba DVDs, Borax, super washing soda, a Da Vinci catapult, whatever the hell that is, and on and on and on.
Yes!
But that just goes to show Amazon has everything.
Thank you.
So when you patronize
Amazon, counts.
Go through our website, and we thank you. Okay, major announcement. And this happened yesterday, and it's so great.
Do we have a timpani?
We can have a timpani, but I want to slow roll it out.
Do we still not have it?
We have it.
Oh, we definitely have it?
We have
it. Let me hear it.
Okay.
I don't trust you.
Just let me set it up.
Okay.
It's not a contest.
Well, I just like timpani.
It's like you coming into my house and saying, can I use your timpani? I said, no. I got a meeting in 3 hours. I need to use your timpani.
I just love sound effects.
I know you like your sound. So I get a call. Yes. No, I have to actually go back further than this.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, I went to my first Tuscarora high school football game. That's where my daughter goes. That's where my son will go this year as a rising freshman. And I sat down, and they've got a great team and a great stadium. And I heard the announcer's voice come over, the PA, and I said, you know what? In 5 years, I will have that job, because that's a great job.
Why is it a great job?
Because
it seems like a huge annoyance and nuisance for Friday nights.
No, because a lot of times I would be going to a home football game anyway. It's a big social strata thing in the Leesburg area. Everyone goes to the game.
Wait. You don't have any kids that play on the team.
No, but if Julia and Robert want to go to the game and they want to lift, I'll go and watch the football game. A lot of parents there. I know a lot of the parents that are there.
My parents never went to a game.
Yeah, my dad never even went to the school unless there was an issue.
So, well, but he was there a lot.
Neither did my mom. I don't think my mom ever set foot on any bleachers.
So you know that over the last couple of years, I've called some JV lacrosse, some JV football, yeah, showing that I have the mettle to do it. Well, I get a phone call yesterday. Turns out the man who has been calling varsity football at Tuscarora High School since the school began is retiring. And the head coach said, would Rob Spiewak be available to be our varsity football announcer this year?
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has happened. I am the varsity football announcer at Tuscarora High School in Loudoun County, Virginia.
I begrudgingly clap.
He did not want to clap.
I did not want to clap.
He did not want to clap at all.
That's
but
great.
Do they pay you?
They do not, but again.
Oh my God.
We're going to have to revisit something that you can never wrap your head around, which is this. You have to volunteer in school. You have to. And you're either doing the car wash or doing baked goods for the bake sale. No, you have to. Otherwise.
Don't you pay taxes?
Boy, this week, yes, I do.
Yes.
But if you don't participate in some sort of volunteer action, you are looked down upon by the school community. And now I've got two kids at that school, and I want to make sure that I'm doing something. And this is the most painless, and yes, I will say it, fun way to give to the school.
If you enjoy,
and everyone has to hear my voice.
Okay, that's the third thing you said was the true thing that I can, the true takeaway I can take away from your
actual
top three.
Well, that's the one that is gospel truth, yes. Mm-hmm.
Rob will do anything for attention.
Oh,
right?
Well,
the idea that he doesn't have to do anything outside of just this, that fills it like the quota for good, for like, I'm involved in my kid's life.
Yeah.
I'm helping the school.
And you got to admit, it's a pretty good gig.
I think it's a horrible gig because it takes up your Friday night, but
well, I mean, I can drink at home or drink at the school.
Now you can
sodas.
Now you can let go of all the other free stuff you do for that school system.
Exactly.
You can stop hosting these talent shows.
I'll have to do the talent
show. You don't have to do anything. You can stop doing the JV lacrosse.
Oh, I'm not doing that anymore. That's a fool's errand.
Yeah, you can stop doing, because if this is really...
And you can quote me.
Because it fills your ego, right?
My egg will, yes.
Yeah, your egg will. Let go of my egg will.
Let go of my ego.
It also... And again, it's what Mike talks about all the time. It just makes sure that everybody knows you're in the room.
Yeah, it's right? True. Yeah, you know what?
So this is more about you than your kids.
Well, it is more about me than my kids, but I would say only 55% me, 45% my kids.
But that's still more about you.
Well, I'm a big guy.
Yeah. Again.
By weight.
But you're not doing something that's like just so benevolent that you're like, oh, the kids need somebody.
This? How about this?
You're doing it for you.
Let me offer this. The kids like that I do it. They think it's cool. And I like that.
Yeah.
I like also being sort of in a position where not only am I volunteering, everybody's going to know I'm volunteering.
Yeah.
It's not like this is definitely not a behind the scenes thing.
No.
And
this is not a thankless job.
No, it is not. It is a blast. Also, they allow me to bring my iPad and sound effects, stuff like that.
Oh, you get them the full suite of production.
Oh, I give them stuff.
No wonder they want you.
Yeah, of course. As a matter of fact, let's just give it away.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it away.
Why would they
you?
Want any milk if they have the cow?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's pretty much it.
Damn it. I'm the worst with these.
Why would they want to have any milk if they have a cow?
When you can shower for free.
That's right. And then everyone, that's the most fun, is after the game, the whole team comes to my house for showers.
I've made peace with the fact that you have to give back to the community one way or another. Right,
right.
Because
and you, I think you will get there. You will get there.
Schools are underfunded and they just need resources.
Right.
I've actually made peace with that. I used to yell at you about it. I said, "What about taxes? What about government? Right. Yada yada."
Right.
Now, I don't think I could do what you do simply because I value my Friday nights.
True.
Not to go out and rage, but just my own time.
Yeah, but then you see, I'm a little older than you. It's different. It's a different thing.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, even now, if you want a piece of my day,
yes,
we have to build it into something. If my kid plays football, if I have to go to this game anyways, if I have to do A, B, and C, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I will give you that. Mm-hmm. But if I have to come in, your kids may not even go to the games anymore, but you still.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You still got to go.
You got to go.
How many years are you going to put into this?
Well, how many do I have left?
Oh, good question.
Your kids have 4 a piece, maybe 5 a piece.
No, I would say that when Robert graduates, which will be in 4 years,
yes,
then I will revisit it. If it's a blast still.
Remember this show, Pony.
I will stay with it. But then, you know, I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fortune Field here in Loudoun County. And welcome your Tuscarora Huskies.
You know nothing about football.
Yes,
I know enough to call the game.
How do you do this?
I know enough to call the game.
Who does a play-by-play?
Oh, it's my voice. I have spotters, but it's my voice only.
Give me an example.
All right. Pass complete to number 13, Nathan Glick, for a gain of 5 yards.
Okay.
2nd and 5, Tuscarora.
Yeah, but you don't do any color?
No, you're not allowed to. Think about it. In a stadium, you don't call the play. You call after the play. It's not like TV.
So you have these students tell you what to say.
Well, it could be this, but I'm also assisted by my friend Rob Chubbuck.
This is the thing. They're just Yankee cranky up there.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then I take a shower with him.
So
touchdown, Tuscarora!
This is the worst.
You play the hat?
Yeah, I mean, it's a freight train. It's usually what happens.
Kids love it.
Yeah, they love
it,
right?
Kids love it, yeah.
What does your butt buddy Chubbuck do when you're up there?
Two
grown men.
Mm-hmm. He helps me with the spotting numbers and stuff with the binoculars.
He gives you all the sports stuff. He helps you with that.
Well, no, but the phrasing is mine.
Okay.
And I can handle it. It's not, again, I'm not doing analysis. I'm not John Madden up there. I'm reading the score.
No teleprompter?
No.
Man.
The CBS chalkboard.
I have to say, like a telestrator, right?
Yeah, I don't get to do that.
Oh.
And it's fun. And you get to do, and also, you know.
Do you wear a jersey that says Spiewak on the back?
I don't.
Right? That's usually what they give the guy, an honorary jersey.
Yeah, I got a Tuscarora, I think a slicker of some
What's
sort.
Your announcer? You probably have a voice, you do.
Just mine, probably pushing it a little more.
Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fortune Field in Loudoun County and Tuscarora High School, where tonight the Tuscarora Huskies host the Oscar Santanas of whatever.
The Banditos.
The Banditos.
Yes.
Please rise as we celebrate America with our national anthem.
It's pretty good. Like, I want to hate on this.
I know.
But it's pretty good.
He's come a long way.
Fake it till you make it, Rob.
Yeah, you know what?
Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. It's come a long way.
Do you have it?
I don't know. Let me see. I'll look.
You should know, all of you that are listening to the show, you should know that there is one kryptonite for Rob Spiewak.
You are the most evil man on planet Earth.
It is the audio when he used to do in-house announcing for the Washington Redskins.
And let me explain what happened. It was a Monday night game. It was Dallas. It might have even been the season opener. It was Dallas at Redskins. And the stadium was so loud because the Redskins hadn't lost yet because it was the first game of the year. They would lose. But it was the first. It was so loud you literally could not hear yourself talk. And, oh, look what I found. How about this?
This is the best.
All right, here we go.
Well worth the wait.
Is it?
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
So here's the deal. If you can't hear yourself in your own head, that's what you have to go for. One of the hardest things about announcing in that stadium, and by the way, that was an amazing gig. That was so much fun. But your sound actually came back to you a full second later.
Oh, that'll destroy you.
So you have to focus in your head.
Can I get one more, please?
Oh, boy, can we?
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
I will not be playing that at the stadium.
By chance, now that you probably, the people at Tuscarora High School have never heard this audio.
Yes.
But did you by chance sell the fact that you used to work for the Washington Redskins before you got into that booth?
It was mentioned. You want to impress a head coach? You say, well, you know, I've been on the air for 25 years and I did some time with the Washington Redskins. Thank you.
What did he follow up with?
He said, you? No. No, actually, the staff has been very, very supportive, and I might have gotten the gig a little faster were it not for the fact that the other guy is stepping down.
Got it.
He started. Tuscarora is only 7 years old as a high school.
You Wally pipped that guy.
I pipped him. Pipped the hell out of him.
Man, that's rough.
Well, no, he decided he wanted to retire.
Well, his kids have probably all gone through the school already. Well, 7 years.
His kids are getting Social Security.
Yeah.
But it was out of courtesy to him since he essentially created the position. Yeah. He was the first guy to do it. So,
well, he didn't create the position. You need someone to announce.
Yes. Well, he was the person. He created the position of varsity football.
He's the first guy.
He was the guy. Okay. Yeah. He was the George Washington of Tuscarora football.
All right. Do me a favor.
You bet.
I need you to bring in some actual audio from your first game.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All,
right?
All the flubs, everything.
Yes,
like
raw.
The good stuff, the bad stuff.
Absolutely raw. Where I tell that if you smoke, you get kicked out. You're not allowed to abuse the refs.
Any PSAs?
The PSAs
like take a bite out of crime.
You know what? I've only done one varsity game, and I did homecoming last year, which I think might have been the writing was on the
Turn
wall.
Turn around,
already.
Don't drown.
That's right. Sliding into first and you feel something burst.
No.
Thank you for coming
like
out.
Like real PSAs. You should start playing them.
They will give you more copy. The copy for the homecoming game was all the court and all of that. That was great. But you get announcements and you have to be on the fly. They'll say,
this is a no smoking school.
Some people will, the announcements will come up. Yeah. And then, of course, you have to patronize the snack bar.
Yeah.
Concessions, 2-for-1 hot dogs in the fourth quarter.
Do you get free concessions?
I probably could, but I wouldn't do that. Maybe. I don't know. If they want to send up some hot pretzels.
It's the least they could do.
The very least.
Yeah.
Again, don't forget the mustard.
I love that you announced this on the show. I love you announced it that when Mike's not here because Mike would have gone crazy.
I know.
I like, so that was calculated on your end. I like
we
that.
We also needed some content.
Yeah, I also, you know, I can break your balls as much as I want, but I also, I think it's sweet, though it really is self-serving for you.
It is a weird cocktail, is it not?
That you really relish the idea of being the voice and essentially giving up your Fridays and it's not just you getting up there. You have to like plan out stuff. Yeah. Like you got to lay out what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you have to get there. You know, you get there early and you watch.
Do you play everything. The hits in the intermissions?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I play songs in between. I'd like if the equivalent of like a TV timeout when the game, the team takes a timeout. Play a record.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Elvis.
I'll have to update. You know what? I go more rock and roll normally. Stones.
The Chainsmokers.
How about you
update it for the kids and not the parents?
I will. But you know what? You still can't go wrong with Welcome to the Jungle at the end of the first half.
And if we could have someone
who has
such
a large audience. if you have a child, a Tuscarora, and you go to these games.
Yes. Huge school.
Would love a full spy report.
Spy report.
That comes in to ponyboy@michaelmaroshow.com.
Yeah, don't let me see it.
No,
Pony.
Don't let Rob see it, because Pony will scroll that away to me, and then we can actually see what he's actually doing at these games.
And if you would, please do me a favor. When you submit your spy report, make up things that are absolutely outrageous and false.
Yes.
That's what we need the most. That's, if you can do that, we'll be A-okay.
Do you bring your own mic?
Thought about it, but they have a decent mic. We'll look into it.
You gotta build a studio for them up there?
As soon as we get the equipment back from Mickey. What is this? I will say this. Sometimes I boost the audio a little louder.
Oh,
I
bet
there.
You do, oh, yes.
Yeah, they're hearing me in Sterling.
They're going to hear me before they hear themselves. Congratulations.
Helmets are being blown off. My favorite part of the story is that 5 years ago I predicted it.
Yeah, I don't think these are life goals that you should be proud of.
Like, really?
In 5 years, I would like to be able to buy a vacation home. In 5 years, I'll have like a second job.
Hey,
I'll start a voiceover career.
When you get to that football game,
it's
like having a vacation home. It's that good. And 2-for-1 hot dogs in the fourth quarter. Okay, when we come back, do you have E-News?
Yes, I do.
That'll be good. We'll talk about that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm going to be Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary, do you know what this means? Quiero desonandre. Let mente y firma. Las paredes de tu laberinto.
Yeah, I do know what it means. And you know what? At least ask me if I want to go to a movie.
We speak Spanish on this week's episode of the show. We talk about the great, exciting song Despacito. And we hear the end of the Great Gatsby story.
You know, you must think I'm a cheap date or something, you know?
Oh, Consuelo Mariachi, soy hombre desperito.
Great song.
Anyway, check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Do you like the Bieber one or the non-Bieber one?
I like the Bieber one.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They're both great, actually. Listen, it's great. Rob Ford is so underwhelming. He knows how to take 2-minute story and make it last forever. Hey, the best thing about TMOS listeners is how much they love Rob Ford.
Yes.
And also, they're a family. A big, dysfunctional, angry family that asks to take a shower at your house. So if you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here. Think of all the members of your extended family, the TMOS listeners that you'll be reaching. Just by the fact that you all listen to this program means you have common interests.
Mm.
So if you have a message to spread, those are going to be some thirsty ears for you. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@mikeomaroshow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@mikeomaroshow.com. Let us spread your word. And we thank you. Now, one of my favorite things about Friday, not the weekend, not the football game, it's the fact that we have Oscarazzi.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
The Emmy nominations are out.
Yes.
And Variety has the snubs and surprises for you.
Picks and Pange.
I'm not too upset that Oprah Winfrey was snubbed, apparently, with these nominations.
What did she do that she should be
honored? What else does she need? The Moral Life of Henrietta Lacks?
Oh, is that like a made-for-TV movie?
Yeah, it's a limited series, right?
Okay, yeah.
But she was snubbed for that. Surprise, Westworld ties Saturday Night Live for the most Emmy nominations this year.
Westworld?
And SNL.
You see, SNL almost... you have to discount them because they've been on for almost half a century now. But Westworld was such a yawn. It was a great idea.
It gets better. I'm telling you, if you get, if you mow through the first six and then it picks up, I felt the same way. I kept with it and I went through. I'm telling you, it gets better.
All right, I'll try again.
Jimmy Fallon snub tonight's show. Not doing so well.
Is that a snub or is it just something?
If you're
coming
used to
right?
getting them all the time,
I suppose. Is right? Do you blame the mustache?
The mustache was creepy.
It was.
And it still is. It's all summer, right? It's a summer of stash for him.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone's, because it's catching on.
He made, this was two nights ago. He made Imagine Dragons who have beards and that's what they're looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made them all shave their beards and have mustaches. Now, it was funny because they looked upset about the whole thing. But the idea that you got on the show and then you had to shave your beard and have a mustache because he has a mustache.
I'd
you
be see, pissed.
Johnny Carson would never do that.
No.
Guys,
are you going to shave your beard?
Another surprise is Genius, which was Jeffrey Rush's
about Einstein. Yeah,
check that out. The Americans, which I think is more like a reality show than an actual fiction, right? Program now, or what is it? No, drama.
Right.
They got snubbed.
How about This Is Us?
This Is Us. They're just coming out as I'm looking at them right now.
Okay, you see, there's the thing is, I actually, now that NBC is rerunning them, I watched This Is Us late. I watched it on demand. I've been stockpiling them in my DVR, and I'm waiting for, I'm really ready to cry, and I'll start rewatching them again, because that show is just powerful.
The Leftovers was unfortunately snubbed as well. And again, as far as the Leftovers is concerned, it's one of these critically acclaimed shows
that no one watches.
That nobody watches, but right. It was snubbed.
But a lot of times, those are the ones that are the Academy darlings, the ones the Emmys that they reward them.
Lena Dunham didn't get a nomination. Snub again. Wow. This is crazy. Gilmore Girls, snub.
Well, wasn't that a cable release reboot?
Yeah, but it's an Emmy nomination.
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
And then as far as surprises go, I'll give you some of those.
Anything for the Mick?
No, the Mick is not up, but I do love the Mick.
It's a great show.
Billy on the Street.
Oh, the Billy, what's his name?
Eckner's?
Exton?
Eckner. Eckner.
Eckner. Yes, yeah, you're
Eckner,
right.
Right?
Billy Eckstein.
He's got a variety sketch series.
Yeah.
I never even heard of this.
Yeah, it's buried somewhere, but he brings that manic energy to it.
Zach Galifianakis is a surprise for the Emmy nominations as well.
For Baskets?
Hmm. It's exactly what it is on FX.
Yeah, it's a good show. Weird, but good.
I know that we dog these shows, but I still like seeing who gets nominated, who doesn't, right?
And you know what? The Emmys, to me, so often the Academy Awards seem like almost another planet because Hollywood is so big.
Yeah.
The Emmys are a little more approachable, I think.
Well,
I like
even
to watch
the way they present the show. Yeah. Also.
Who's hosting this year? Do we know?
It doesn't have it in front of me, man. But I'll definitely look it up.
Have they even looked at my tape? Hey, I do football in Loudoun County. Yeah.
Donnie Wahlberg, and I love stories like this.
Yeah.
And Donnie Wahlberg, famous New Kids on the Block. He's got an acting career.
Sure.
I think I hear
more
about,
money in producing.
I think I hear more about him with Jenny McCarthy these days than anything else. But he is on tour with New Kids on the Block. He leaves a $2,000 tip at the Waffle House and gives the staff backstage passes.
That's amazing.
Awesome. I love that.
I don't know if I've seen $2,000 on a tip from a celebrity before.
Yeah,
usually it's like a grand and that changes someone's life, right?
Uh-huh.
Apparently,
for years the standard was $100 tip. And like in the 70s that was
the game changer. $100 bill.
Yeah.
Apparently the Blue Blood star was at a restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina, a Waffle House, and the check was $82.60.
It was crowded cuz it was prom night.
He says, my mom waited on tables and my dad tended bars for years.
That's cool.
And he just set that up, man. That is awesome.
No, is he the one behind Wahlburgers?
He's part of Wahlburgers. I've seen the series.
Yeah, okay.
Like they're owners. The brothers are owners, right?
Because I think that's about a new season is coming out, and I think that might be why he made a $2,000 deal. It's still valued.
No one gives away that money.
Yeah, pony.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I know wealthy people, and they are tight.
Yeah. Well, that's why they're wealthy.
Like a crab.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know where he's going, and we just can't say it.
They're tight.
That's right.
It's always fun. I guess we don't see enough of that, but $2,000 is a number I had not seen before.
If I had silly money, I would love to do that, and I'd love to watch them get the tip.
That'd be great.
That'd be fun. That'd be absolutely worth it.
I wouldn't go to Waffle House, though.
No.
If
you're more like Awful House.
If you're a Batman fan.
I am.
Listen up. Apparently, with all this Affleck drama and him leaving the directorship of Batman and just being the actor, the new director, Matt Reeves, says there will be a new script and he's not going to use Ben Affleck's script.
So it's a total reboot. I mean, they're just starting from scratch.
It's just crazy.
Wow.
And I which also imagine. Makes me nervous, but then you're like, well, maybe they're catching before everything like gets shot, but right. still.
Wow.
Right?
I wonder, could it have been that bad?
Because Nolan's Batmans were great.
Yeah, they were. As a rule, most of the Batman movies are pretty good.
Yeah, but it's still like, I hate seeing this change. And even now, I feel, know what the Star Wars fans feel like, right?
Right, yeah.
Because when Ron Howard took over that project, I was like, eh, but I'm not like a diehard Star Wars guy. I am a diehard Batman guy.
I love Ron Howard. I think he's going to be fine. But I went through the same thing when they changed the lead in The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Can you preserve the spirit of the picture? Do you have one more?
I can't believe you know anything about The Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Well, what it is, he's this kid, and he's not masculine, and he has a diary. Mm.
In this world of downloads, especially with alt rock, and it has a soft spot in my heart because of Heritage Station 99.1 WHFS.
Yeah.
It started my career there. The idea that Nine Inch Nails is still coming out with new music,
yeah,
and it's not, and like no one's talking about it, kind of bums me out, right?
Well, yeah,
I get Top 40. I'm a big fan of Top 40. Yeah. I get it, but Nine Inch Nails is coming out with a new EP, and right now you can get it. It's out there. It's getting great reviews.
That's awesome.
Do you remember when Nine Inch Nails was at the top of their game?
Oh my god, right? Yeah, they were so good, and almost there was an edge of scariness to them.
Yeah,
they were a horrifying band, and they were so wickedly good.
So it's on iTunes. I want to mention it's on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon Music with or Play, whatever it's called, Google Play.
Yeah,
and you can do it through our website. You can do wherever, but support some of these bands that you love when you were younger.
Yeah, help them out.
Like new albums coming out, like totally check it out.
It's like I say, they need the money.
Well, I don't know if they need the money.
They do.
Don't you like to create? You're not even getting paid to get out there and flap your gums for a high school football team.
Yeah, but I'm hoping that I get a $2,000 tip. I can say, that's a great announcer.
Begrudge artists for making music.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Hey, it's a comedy show. We're just having fun.
They need the money.
All right. Back in a little bit. I got tiny little sounds. And we'll do them after this.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. This week, we face one of my biggest fears by doing an all-question show. I hope you enjoy, because I certainly didn't.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
She tells me she hates questions when we're 40 minutes into the episode. Communication.
I like your chemistry. You guys have fun.
That's a good show. I like it, too. It's my favorite. Cornerstone Financial, the best. No.
Is it Cornerstone First Financial?
Cornerstone First Financial. Are they not
Can
the best?
Can you say Cornerstone correctly?
Coniston of Finston? Oh, stop the music. Stop it. To my friend Mark.
Yes.
I'm very sorry. I'm going to start again.
It's Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes, it is. Cornerstone First Financial.
They have been advertising with us for months.
And we have been working here for years.
Yes. They're all sweet mates here.
Hey, at least my voice didn't crack. If you're thinking about buying a house, listen up.
Wait a second. What? This is even better. What? I want you to announce Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
And I want you to do it like you do in your high school games.
Oh, okay, very good. I can do that. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fortune Field here at Tuscarora High School in Loudoun County, Virginia. Please welcome to our field at the 50-yard line, Cornerstone First Financial.
No, you got to do the freight train. Do that.
Oh,
again.
You want that?
Like he's a player. No, or they just scored.
You need to be specific. That's your deal. Hold on.
That's my fault, Pony.
It is your fault.
You never said it.
Okay, I want you to put as much excitement and production into this.
All right.
All right?
We can do that.
Like you're doing this for free.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please be advised that interest rates have now dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to refinance! Touchdown, Mark Livingstone!
Well done.
Can I read the spot now? All right.
That was
rates are low. Inventory is low. So fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there. You find your house. Other people want that house.
Especially in this market.
You got to move. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. They will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy. And once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are they the best at getting you financed, as we said, they are also our neighbors right here at the Mike O'Mara Show World Broadcast Headquarters. They handled Oscar's mortgage. They treated him like a king. It's easy to contact them. Just click their banner on our website.
So nice.
Or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, and that's not too shabby. CornerstoneFirstFinancial.com. I'm sorry, CornerstoneFirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Yes.
The best. Thank you so much. Well now, done. Let's open the thing.
Because the audio vault?
Yeah, we're going to do the thing, and there we go. All right. You know what?
I love it when the vault opens up.
Do you?
And I really think we should call it the audio vault again.
You don't like Pretty Little Sounds?
Because it's so inside that if somebody's like just catching the show, that they're like, what is he talking about?
Why are
about?
They pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We will. From now on, audio vault.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. Now, where shall we start? Let's do this. Have you seen the preview for Phelps versus Shark?
No. I heard about it.
This is the cornerstone program for Shark Week this week, where put Michael Phelps in open water and he races a great white shark. Mm. Here's the promo.
One trained to be the best since the day he was born. The other has been perfected by evolution.
That's the shark.
The great white shark meets the greatest of all time. Phelps versus Shark. The battle for ocean supremacy starts Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery.
Now, they have showed clips. They have not revealed who won, but this is indeed the battle for ocean supremacy.
Some people may call it hack programming. I will watch. And if I was a kid and I was at home, I'm watching that like twice.
They outfit Michael Phelps with what is called, I believe, a monofin.
Yeah.
So he can swim faster.
Yeah,
you know,
give him that edge.
But he is in open water, separated.
We'll level the playing field.
By divers. So he's actually sharing the ocean with the great white shark.
I'm glad that guy's still cashing in.
And so that'll be on Sunday, July 23rd with Michael Phelps versus a great white shark on Phelps versus Shark.
Can't wait.
For Shark Week. So
I also like to drive by Discovery Channel. We're in D.C., right? So if you drive by their headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is roughly, I would say, 20 minutes from here, 30 minutes from here. You see the big shark outside of the building.
When they make the shark look, the building like, look like have a shark through
it. They essentially
make
the building look like there's a shark swimming through it. Now, I don't know if they still do that as of last year.
It's pretty great,
but
though.
I would say the last five, I would always drive down just to eyeball that thing.
It's worth
and
a
am
look.
Am I rude for that? Probably.
And you know what? Really, don't they build their entire year on Shark Week, essentially?
It is the money maker.
Yeah, they love it. It's good stuff. All right. Clay Aiken did a podcast and had this to say about our current president when he was on the show The Apprentice.
Okay.
Now, you got the impression when you watched Trump on The Celebrity Apprentice, he was making decisions. He was
Aiken involved. Also failed politician.
That's true.
Right?
And allergic to tree nuts. All of these come into
play.
Don't
go to Five Guys.
Right. I can't wait for my burger. I got to go. There's peanuts everywhere.
Somebody get my pen.
All right. Anyway, Clay Aiken has this to say about President Trump.
Trump didn't decide who got fired on Apprentice. He's not, I mean, NBC made those decisions. We'd be sitting in a boardroom, not unlike this, you know, you remember the boardroom, and we'd do all of the histrionics, and there used to be a little thing right on his desk that looked like a phone. He pretended it was a phone, but it was actually a teleprompter where the producers were sending him notes. Oh, such and such happened. You know, he didn't know people were getting in fights during the week while we were doing these tasks. The producers did, and they'd send him notes, and he'd say, oh, well, you two didn't get along. Well, you didn't know that. It was very much a, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV, and Donald Trump isn't the businessman that people believe he is because we saw him on TV playing The Apprentice and he did look like he was leading, but on The Apprentice, he doesn't lead.
The funniest thing of that to me is that the phone was a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's pretty genius. I like to see that at Trump's side of that, how he looked physically within the studio. But I feel like Clay Aiken, while he's done some good, he's still like the Sanjaya of American Idol for me. Like he's still on that same level.
You know what? He didn't win. That's his deal.
He didn't win. And then
he lost to Ruben.
And again, you know, politics aside, why does this guy still have a voice?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Well, he's out there.
Paula Abdul's not making noise. There she is. Does she have a new dance show that got canceled?
She's making a noise.
Damn it.
Paula? One of my favorite genres of music is girl groups throughout the years. Love Harmony and stuff like that. Billboard magazine
came out
with the top five girl group songs
Danity
of all time.
Danity Kane.
Also great. Yes. I don't know that they made the top five.
Making the band.
Oh, is that what it is?
That was my go-to show as a kid.
Is that, what was the
probably
one?
Probably why I'm here in this Latin life now.
Is that the one that had the boys from Orlando?
No, Danity
O-Town. O-Town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was original, right?
Right.
And then they had a second making the band. It was maybe the third themed where they had an all-girl band. That's
oh,
where
okay.
Danity Kane came from.
Understood.
But their egos got in the way, and the band broke up.
Oh, no.
But a breakout star, Aubrey O'Day, I know too much about this.
Yeah.
I think she might be an Instagram model now, but...
I know the name.
Yeah.
The,
if you looked her up, probably not safe for work these days.
So Billboard magazine used to be the DJ's Bible. Now I think it's mostly an online thing. The top five girl group songs of all time at number five.
Yep. Spice Girls.
Very catchy. And I remember my disappointment when I saw them on Saturday Night Live and they performed what looked like Spice Girl lookalike performance because they couldn't do all the stuff they did in their videos.
Oh, yeah.
They almost messed up the cartwheel.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, the blonde. What was that?
Baby Spice?
No. The lead singer.
Not Posh, right?
No.
Oh, God. Scary
Ginger.
Spice?
Ginger Spice. I like Ginger Stinky Spice.
Mine was Posh or Baby. It was probably Posh.
I also like Cumin. Both great. at number four, Motown music from The Supremes.
Legends. Can't go wrong there.
Like
man.
That.
I know I make fun of you and
for
Mike.
For the oldies?
For the oldies. But I would have killed to hear like a live recording or been in an audience at one of these concerts where
to
you
see
can't
them.
Just make things better by auto-tuning
yeah.
voices,
talent.
Right? It's a real
yeah.
talent.
True talent. For them, the thing to be, and especially with this next band, at number three, the Shirelles. I would love to have been in the studio for this because there's a full orchestra backing these three girls.
I don't know the Shirelles, but I know the song.
You'll know number two, according to Billboard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
I thought it was Lopes.
You can call her that as well. Past.
Lisa,
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
hit, you know what? She wouldn't
T-Boz.
Do good. She probably wouldn't do very well with those virtual reality glasses.
Or not if she was still around. For some reason,
what?
It's been years since she's passed.
Yes.
But all of a sudden,
but
you're
I
taking
still think
offense.
It's disrespectful.
All right. I withdraw the remark. And at number one,
TLC,
the greatest girl group. Yes. Thank you. Creep. The number one. And that's me. the greatest girl group song of all time also happens to be my favorite song in all of history. Ronette.
Oh, this is a hit, right?
Oh, greatest song ever.
How many women?
The Ronettes were three women.
Three women.
And but really the star here, this is, it's sort of a misnomer. The star is not the girls, it's the way Phil Spector made the record. And then
oh.
he shot a woman. So that makes that sort of weird.
In his foyer.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I remember that story.
So yeah.
A creep.
But anyway, what's that? I'm not going to make a joke about a 45 because that's not what I do. Let's close with this. Turns out Donald Trump Jr. had a liaison in the past that I did not know about.
It was reported today that Donald Trump Jr.'s wife once dated Leonardo DiCaprio.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, in other words, she's used to being with guys who go down with a sinking ship. So,
all right.
Hilarious.
Close the audio vault. Thank you so much. That's it. See you at the football
game. Don't let go,
game.
Jack.
Top of the world. It's king of the world.
What are you talking about? He's really...
Leo.
He's blew it today.
Leo. All Leo.
Not your best
man.
All Leo. 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 Fought that bear. Hey, man. Look out for that bear. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS live stream. It's the best. All messages for our weekly mailbag, I want to hear from ye, can be sent to me, Rob, with two B's, at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you again for listening, and join us again on Monday for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.